Richard shivered. A silence lengthened. "What has it got to do with conjuring tricks?" he said at last. "That is what we must go to Cambridge to find out." "But what makes you so sure?" "It disturbs me," said Dirk, and a dark and heavy look came into his face. For one so garrulous, he seemed suddenly oddly reluctant to speak. He continued, "It disturbs me very greatly when I find that I know things and do not know why I know them. Maybe it is the same instinctive processing of data that allows you to catch a ball almost before you've seen it. Maybe it is the deeper and less explicable instinct that tells you when someone is watching you. It is a very great offence to my intellect that the very things that I despise other people for being so credulous of actually occur to me. You will remember the unhappiness surrounding certain exam questions." He seemed suddenly distressed and haggard. He had to dig deep inside himself to continue speaking. He said, "The ability to put two and two together and come up instantly with four is one thing. The ability to put the square root of 539.7 together with the cosine of 26.432 and come up with, well, whatever the answer to that is quite another, and I..." "Well, let me give you an example." He leant forward intently. "Last night I saw you climbing into this flat. I knew that something was wrong. Today I got you to tell me every last detail you knew about what happened last night, and already, as a result, using my intellect alone, I have uncovered possibly the greatest secret lying hidden on this planet. I swear to you that this is true and that I can prove it. Now you must believe me when I tell you that I know that there is something terribly, desperately, appallingly wrong, and that we must find it. Will you go with me now to Cambridge?" Richard nodded dumbly. "Good," said Dirk. "What is this?" he added, pointing at Richard's plate. A pickled herring. Do you want one?" "Thank you, no," said Dirk, rising and buckling his coat. "There is," he added, as he headed toward the door, steering Richard with him, "no such word as herring in my dictionary. Good afternoon, Miss Way. Wish us Godspeed."